Secretary Clinton says the U.S. is sending the money to international aid efforts for people who have fled intense fighting in Swat Valley between Pakistani government troops and Taliban militants. The top U.S. diplomat says Pakistanis can overcome the situation with help from the world community.
And I'm confident that Pakistan's institutions and citizens will succeed in confronting this humanitarian challenge if the international community steps up and provides the support that is needed.
The Secretary of State says the U.S. aid package includes family relief kits, tents, radios, generators, and food, much of it purchased from local sources in Pakistan. Clinton says Pakistani government troops are fighting a tough battle against the militants.
Providing this assistance is not only the right thing to do, but we believe it is essential to global security and the security of the United States. And we are prepared to do more as the situation demands.
Secretary Clinton says defeating the Taliban and Al-Qaeda is not only in Pakistan's vital interest, but that of the United States as well.
I don't think anyone doubts their continuing efforts to plot against us. They have not given up on their desire to inflict damage, harm, and murder on the United States of America.
The largest expenditure in the aid package is $26 million to buy wheat, other food, and related items from local sources. $100 million of the aid comes from the State Department. The other $10 million comes from the Pentagon, where a spokesman says two C-17 cargo planes will fly to Pakistan on Wednesday, carrying halal meats, water trucks, and tents. Kent Klein, VOA News, the White House.